7:15:22. It's going to be an interesting day. Stu Crew, let's go.
I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
No.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Praise Jesus for a platform asking the question, seemingly out of political solutions. So what's next?
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. July 15th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, every election in a country with fair elections becomes an important election. And this year, it's likely that no state's elections would be as important as the elections in Arizona. Arizona's Senate seat is one of the most vulnerable ones. If we could take down Mark Kelly, we could stop the Democrats from confirming more radical left-wing judges and regulators and cabinet officials. But all of those things, the cabinet officials, the regulators, the judges, Democrats, Republicans, they're all constructs, and it's all fake. The illusion of some sort of a democratic process in a constitutional republic is the narrative that we have been fed. But what reality is ballot boxes, mail-in voting, vote counting stoppages, burst pipes, violence in the streets, the kicking out of election observers, internet-connected electronic machines, ballot dumps in the middle of the night, ballot harvesting. It's all rigged. It's all fake. But if we had it right, if we could get it right, it wouldn't just be the Senate. It would be the governor's race, the Secretary of State race, even the state legislature, all matter a great deal. And we have the power right now to use the constitutional authority granted to us to pass laws that will change how Arizona's elections work and the other 49 states as well. And if we pass the right laws, we could prevent what happened in 2020 from ever happening again. No more mass mail-in voting. No more absentee ballots traced to addresses that nobody lives at. No more ballots trickling in for days or weeks after Election Day, after Democrats find out exactly how many ballots they need to drum up to win. We have the power to do this right now. We have a better Supreme Court for approving real election security laws than we've had in decades. Will they act? We need people that are brave enough to act. And if they did act, and we had fair elections in just a couple of weeks, the key election in Arizona isn't in November. It's in just a few weeks, in August. That's when Republican voters will decide whether they pick real America First reformers or the same fake Republican Party that lets the state go purple and then blue in the first place, as if purple and blue are not just a construct. We're one body of people. Donald Trump will be holding a rally in Arizona on Saturday night. We've had our problems with President Trump's endorsements around the country and the way that he pushes these injections that have been proven to be dangerous and in many cases deadly. But Arizona is a place where his impact has been positive. He's thrown his support behind Blake Masters, the gutsiest and most America First candidate in the Senate race. And he's making his presence felt in the rest of the state's races too. Senator Wendy Rogers got Trump's endorsement for her own reelection. She'll be at that rally tomorrow. She joins us now. Senator Rogers, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's great to be with you. I do have a late-breaking update. Because of Ivana Trump's death, the rally for Arizona that would have been tomorrow, Saturday, in Prescott Valley has been postponed until next Friday. And we grieve with the family. I mean, this Ivana was the mother of Don Jr. and Ivanka and Eric. And she was a great mom. I've heard many stories about how these kids would go back to Eastern Europe every summer and, you know, learn at the knee of her family how great America is and what she left to do to come to America. And she was a wonderful mother to them, and they will be honoring her. And so the rally has been postponed, and we're just happy that President Trump is coming to Arizona, and that'll be next Friday now.
All right, so the postponement to next Friday. You know, you heard my open, and look, I don't want to be full of black pills here, but we have to address the elephant in the room about this construct and this fake system and these stolen elections and all of the things that lead up to the elections being stolen, so many different mechanisms used to install people into government while giving us the illusion that we can just go vote our way out of this. And as important as it is to go out and vote, I don't know what the political solution is, Wendy, because what are we supposed to do? Just come back this time and what, vote harder? Vote better? Come on, be better voters this time. What do we have to do? What political solutions are left to actually ensure that we can elect you again?
Well, thanks for that question. It's multifaceted. I've knocked a lot of doors since I even was just last on your show. And people are reacting to me this way. They say they're A, going to absolutely turn out to vote. B, they're going to make sure their vote counts. In some cases, people want to carry it in or wait till election day to vote. But there is this yearning and this drive and this understanding that the left will attempt to cheat again. And we're already seeing it. And so the way we overcome this, which you alluded to, is to turn out in droves and overwhelm them. We have poll watching as an option for many people now, and they are becoming far more involved with that, with watching these remnant drop boxes, with saying to the left, we know you cheated, we know you're going to do it again, and we have eyes on the situation, and we're not going to allow it. And so also what you said is this construct of a narrative. So what the left has attempted to do in the gubernatorial race in Arizona with Carrie Lake leading is to act as though the race is tightening to dissuade people on the fence, perhaps, from going out to vote. And if anything, I think this has backfired. Governor Ducey, who is our current governor, endorsed Carrie Lake's opponent. And I can tell you in the last week or so that I have knocked on doors where people have said, well, Wendy, if there ever was a turnoff to voting for Carrie Lake's opponent, it was Ducey endorsing her. And so now I think that manipulation has backfired and many more people will vote and should vote for Carrie Lake.
You know that I love you. You know that this platform fully endorses you. Myself personally, I completely believe in you, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, okay? I just want to say that. But I want to take this all the way. Even the left idea is a construct. Left and right and Republican and Democrat and conservative and liberal, it's all fake. These are things that the cabal uses, the round table of the people, the elites that are choosing who is going to be installed. And I believe that there are some people that are installed in a minority that are, you know, real America First champions, authentic people like yourself. But I don't believe that there's a left versus right installation process happening here. I really believe that there is a uniparty of globalist elites that are hell-bent on the destruction of the United States and eradicating any kind of freedom or individual liberty at all whatsoever to create a subservient class. And so I don't think that this is necessarily just a left issue. I think we have a much bigger issue here, that what we're really looking at is a multiple decades long children's play, a real movie, and it's all fake. And even people that don't know that they're involved in the play are actually acting in a role, going about their business. That includes voters, that includes candidates, that includes pundits, that includes broadcast show hosts like myself, who have been indoctrinated for our entire lives to believe that we are living in some sort of a free country with a political system that works, but it's all coming crumbling down. And really all it is the empire of lies.
I hear you. And I told an audience last night that this is a elitist, globalist destruction attempt of Western democracies. This is not nation state against nation state. Although Blake Masters spoke before me, we were together last night at an event, and he definitely said China is our number one enemy in terms of being a nation state counterpart, counterbalance to us. But you're right. It is a globalist attempt. And whatever role we play, my role as a state legislator is to uphold the strength of the state legislature. And that is now actually going to be discussed at the U.S. Supreme Court this next session in terms of the role of the state legislatures in federal elections, which the Constitution has already said we, the state legislators, have that oversight of the U.S. presidential election. So I take that very seriously. I take full measure in broadcasting that nationally as to the importance that we have as state legislators. And I agree with you, we have a uniparty that I fight daily against. It's the Democrats, along with squishy, complacent, get along to go along Republicans who hate truth and who will try to take out truth tellers like me. And what they try to distort the First Amendment to is guilt by association and name calling and so forth. And as I said last night to my audience, I will not stand for that. No matter how abhorrent someone's speech is perceived to be, I will stand up for that speech with every fiber of my being.
Yeah, you and I were both tabled in a congressional hearing with the Unselect Committee while they were grilling Roger Stone because you and I were both featured as speakers at the America First Political Action Conference this year. And apparently speaking in front of, you know, a couple of thousand young Christian Americans is now equivalent to sedition. I don't know, but the First Amendment is absolutely under attack. It's another construct. It's also fake. But our forefathers, here's the good news. Our forefathers knew that we would be here someday and that we would be dealing with tyrants. And so they wrote individual states' constitutions that actually say, oh, okay, well, the time is now. The tyrants are here. And so if there is a political solution left, maybe it's not necessarily the elected or selected or installed representatives that we need to rely on, but more the people. And I know that you believe in the people of Arizona, and so that's why I want to put this up on the screen. Article 2, Section 2 of the Arizona State Constitution says all political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. This says that it is the duty of an Arizona state resident to direct or instruct their representatives. And the remedy then is, well, when that becomes something that's not happening or when they're not listening, the Arizona State Constitution gives an option for that form of government to be abolished completely and for those people to be removed. And it doesn't say to wait for an election. So what does that look like? How is that applicable in real life today?
Well, it's applicable right now during the election. And it's interesting that you elucidate those facts because I hear colleagues of mine say, my seat. In other words, their Senate seat. And I remind them that it is the people's seat. It is not your seat. And just because you have occupied the people's seat for 8 years or 10 years does not give you claim to that seat. And people are really rising up to understand that I work for the people. I don't work for the Senate president. I don't work for the governor. I work for the people. And so when they tell me to get down to Phoenix and represent them because I represent four other counties than Maricopa County, I take that very, very seriously. And also when I show up on their doorstep and they're incredulous that it is their senator on their doorstep, they give me an earful, but they're grateful that we can have that discussion. I think that kind of thing is sorely lacking in the political landscape today. And just because it's 115 degrees outside doesn't mean that your senator shouldn't show up on your doorstep to hear what is on your mind. And right now, the Republic and the integrity of the Republic and our state is very much front and center on people's minds.
Yeah, we're watching it completely disappear and actually kind of pretending that we had it, right? I mean, so really essentially what's happening is that there are millions and millions of people, I'm convinced, every day, every week, every month, coming to the realization that we didn't ever really have this. It's my opinion, it's this show's opinion, that since they shot JFK, we haven't probably actually had a fair election, at least federally. I think that there's been some more influence at the state and local levels on behalf of the voters, but I think that the federal government is by far and away gone completely or exposed as being fake altogether, which is why, again, when we look to the Arizona State Constitution, Article 2, Section 3, Subsection B, it says, to protect the people's freedom and to preserve the checks and balances of the United States Constitution, this state, Arizona, may exercise its sovereign authority to restrict the actions of its personnel and the use of its financial resources to purposes that are consistent with the Constitution by doing any of the following: passing an initiative or referendum pursuant to Article 4, Part 1, Section 1, or passing a bill pursuant to Article 4, Part 2, and Article 5, Section 7, or pursuing any other available legal remedy. So this says we can cut off all of the federal funding, we can cut off all of the federal initiatives, all of the federal programs that come into the state of Arizona and disrupt a fair and open and transparent election process.
If only you have the enforcement of our state constitution. If only you would have an Arizona attorney general who would run with the evidence that we gave him from the Arizona audit. If only we had an Arizona governor who would implement what you just read and enforce it overall.
Okay,
and so this is why it's so key that we elect Carrie Lake, that we elect a new attorney general, Abe Hamaday, who is a former Maricopa County prosecuting attorney, also an Army officer who served overseas, who's a second-generation immigrant. These are the people who will enforce the state constitution. And what we have to do is ensure an election that gets them elected. And so back to the basics here, we need to have lawyers who are on site to enforce what you just stated, to make sure that we elect these two in particular who have vowed, and I know them well, to the fact that they will delve into the fraud of the 2020 election. And as I told my audience last night, there is no moving on.
No, you can't.
To 2024 or 2022 for that matter, without delving into the 29 some odd types of fraud that were uncovered in the Arizona audit and so forth. All of
there's no moving on. Yeah, there's no moving on to 2 weeks from now to these
Correct.
Primaries. There's no moving on anywhere. So listen, there are 2.5 minutes left here until I have a hard break. I got to go. So I'm going to give the time to you, but I want to ask this. These elections are important. We have to elect these people. Ballot boxes, mass mail-in voting, internet-connected machines, stopping counting for weeks on end. These things, they have found these things to be successful. So why would they just go away from them? They're not. They're not going to stop until they are stopped. How do we stop them and how do we elect these people? The floor is yours.
We're doing everything we can. It has been difficult with a narrow majority in the legislature. The DOJ is suing us against the voter ID law that we passed that would have made the difference in the presidential election. We have corrupt officials still in Maricopa County. We are doing everything we can to legally corral these processes. I wish I could give you better hope that it will be a clean, fair, and free election. They will try to cheat again. We're doing everything we can here on the ground. We have eyes on, and everyone is aware that this will be attempted. And so again, we're doing what we can with what we have to ensure the most pure outcome, but it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I mean,
especially the left And the Uniparty is weaving this narrative of how close the race is so they can try to steal it. We do know this, and we are grappling with this. It's hard. It's hard. If you can do one thing, donate to carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com, carrielake.com, because what's happening here in Arizona is a bellwether. It's the pointy tip of the sword for the rest of the country. This is ground zero, folks. We are fighting it out right here. That is why President Trump is coming here next Friday. And WendyRogers.org is my website. Follow me on all the platforms. I am keeping you up to date minute by minute with Wendy Rogers AZ as my call sign.
It's a tall and daunting task. It is a tough hill to climb, but it has to be the hill that we're willing to die on.
Absolutely.
Wendy Rogers, God bless you for all of your efforts. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
God bless America.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
So here's something terrifying from the world of medicine. They're called Theragrippers. They're inspired by various parasites that survive by digging their teeth into your intestines. Well, now scientists are proudly announcing that they have successfully built their own synthetic versions of those worms. That's what Theragrippers are. They're tiny star-shaped machines that can be put into your body where they attach to your intestines, just like the worms. Now, the scientists are claiming that this is so that they can slowly deliver medication to your body. Well, there's an awful lot of other uses for these machines that we can imagine. We can also imagine all sorts of ways that these can be used without a person's knowledge or consent. By the way, guess how these machines are currently put into your body? They do it through a process called insufflation. That's right. They shove these nanobots up your butt. Actually, perhaps that's good news. The fact that that's how they get them into you is probably the only thing keeping them from secretly implanting everybody with these things right now. Dr. Jane Ruby knows an awful lot about these Theragrippers that we're now learning about, and she joins us now to discuss. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming.
Stu, I actually thought it was a joke. I really did. It's like a science fiction kind of joke. But there are these people at, for example, at Johns Hopkins University that are proudly putting this together. This doctor at the GI Center at Johns Hopkins designed and tested this thing in a variety of animals. These things are made of metal, Stu, and with this thin shape-changing film coating on the top of it. It's temperature connected, so that when it gets heated up to body temperature, it releases its payload that exists in the center, that center top section that has six sides to it. It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
They published their results of their animal studies this week in the journal of called Science Advances. And this is really designed to conduct gradual or extended release, you know, drugs in for a lot of GIs. But Stu, this is very dangerous. These things dig in like you described, like the hookworm, which is what it was modeled after. It digs into your GI tract after it's been blown up through your body cavity, through your colon, and into your, I'm assuming, your small intestines. They're too tiny for you to really see them. And they dig in and they release their payload over time. So as I read through their work, I'm looking for the explanation of, well, what happens when they finish downloading their drugs and their whatever their medication is? God knows what they're going to put into that. And how do you get these things out? Do you magnetize them? Do you pull them out? And Stu, you won't believe this, but they're what they're planning to do and what they've done with the animals is they've said, look, the GI tract in mammals has a lot of motility or movement. And it does. It's a one-way motility that kind of pushes things toward the other end. And then many processes occur in the process. But you can't guarantee that these things won't cause obstructions. And let me tell you something, Stu, when you have an obstruction or a twisting of the bowel, or you have maybe an infection of these, you know, the human GI tract or any GI tract is not sterile. From the opening of your mouth, and I apologize for the graphics, to the exiting through your anus, that is a closed system by design, and it is highly contaminated with bacteria, parasites, all kinds of things, sometimes in the healthy body, sometimes in the unhealthy, and they're ushered through as you digest food or get rid of poisons or toxins and things like that. It's an elimination process, and it does move in wave-like motion. However, you can't guarantee that these things won't clump up, they won't get stuck permanently, that you're not going to need surgery, that you're not going to have incredible infections. And when you get infections in the GI tract, you are at very high risk for sepsis, which is an all-body infection. And that is a life-threatening situation.
Well, let me just play devil's advocate here for a second.
Sure.
And I'm going to defend these psychopaths that are shoving these things up people's asses.
Crazy.
Okay, so, you know, you have pacemakers. These things are, you know, a synthetic, basically heart assister, right? And these things have a coating on them, and then they slide in and they help your heart. I mean, you have synthetic knees and joints and metal that goes into people's bodies and screws and all kinds of plates and everything else to help people to survive. You have different forms of medication delivery that is synthetic already. So what is it about these that alarms you the most?
Well, in the examples you just cited, like the pacemaker, those are slipped underneath the skin. It's very thinly under the skin, very easy to remove. You can feel them. They're not going to migrate under most circumstances into a system of the body. And then you had the other example of, say, a knee replacement. That is fixed. It is screwed into your bone on either side. It's not going to migrate. They're sterile. They're in a sterile environment. Under both of those conditions, those devices are inserted in existing sterile environments. The GI tract is very unique in the fact that even though it's within your body, like I said, from one end to the other, it is a, by design, a contaminated place. And that's why food doesn't have to be sterile for you to eat it and not get sick. You have other protective mechanisms along the way that prevent you from taking that into your system and getting sick. These devices are who knows how many they insufflate when they blow it up into your colon. Who knows how many they're deploying? Could be 100, could be 3, but they're in this system that's very dynamic, Stu. Things are moving through it. Things can brush alongside of it. Things that are very dirty, that are very contaminated. I mean, in terms of microorganisms.
Well, and if they're being used to deliver medication, then that means that they're receiving instructions from some outside source, which indicates that there's some AI being used to a certain extent that's telling these theragrippers what their job is and what they're supposed to do while they're gripping their teeth into your intestines, as these parasitic worms do. So anything that is designed for good can obviously be weaponized for evil. So what else are these theragrippers capable of being programmed to do? Only God knows, and the scientists that created them. But in a world where everything seemingly is being designed to kill us, I don't know that anybody should be grabbing their ankles and accepting theragrippers from the scientists.
Well, and the other thing is, Stu, you know, there's the issue of informed consent. I want people to know that this technology is being brought forward because you're likely not going to get to make an informed decision and give your consent. You won't even know it's happening.
Yeah. Are these things being put in under an emergency basis while somebody is laying unconscious or sedated on the operating room table? And some doctor gets off on putting these things, you know where, and testing them out. Hey, glad that you're awake. Just want you to know that during your surgery, we did something great. We put these things and they're going to deliver your medication. There's no need for follow-up here. You don't have to come back in and have this or that. You don't have to go have this procedure because guess what? There is a synthetic parasite now digging its teeth into your intestines and we're going to program it to help you.
Right. And now you're in a clinical trial and you didn't give your permission. Sound familiar, Stu?
Yes, absolutely. Theragrippers. Sounds great. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too, Stu. Take care.
All right. Well, we know the fake federal government is trying to shove hyperinflation and tax hikes up your butt as well. And that means that they're going to come after everything that you worked hard to earn and even harder to save, your entire life savings, the things that you have planned, your kids' college tuition, the lake home, the beachfront condo, the nice boat, kicking your feet up, retiring someday, maybe not having to punch a clock and work for the man. All of it is in imminent danger of this government theft. They're going to have to fund their forever wars. So they're going to come after you, just like they drained Social Security. So you have to protect everything that you have with gold and silver. Do it, I'm telling you. Call my good friends at Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. I recognize this gold standard as the only way to protect your retirement savings. Buy gold and silver. When you call my good friends at Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD, you're going to get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account just for calling these people who have already helped thousands, probably millions of people to protect their retirement savings from this theft, hyperinflation, and tax hikes. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. Patriot Takes is one of the largest supposedly anonymous Twitter accounts in existence. It has about 500,000 followers. It basically exists to trash supporters of Donald Trump and ridicule America First politics and then use that to hoard attention from easily manipulated and angry liberals on Twitter. And it seems to work. And if the account was just some random person, that'd be fine. But the reality is actually much stranger than that. Kyle Clifton is a supporter of America First. He lives in Arizona. He recently released an expose on how Patriot Takes really operates. In a 5-minute video posted on Instagram, Kyle exposes how Patriot Takes is actually a well-funded operation. And to no surprise to this show, it has connections to all of the usual suspects, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and a whole lot more. The creator of Patriot Takes is a person from Michigan called Amy Gray. She's been paid to attack conservatives for a long time. Well, she's been the treasurer for 7 different super PACs, all registered to her small town in Michigan. Millions of dollars have been funneled through these super PACs. One of her PACs, something called Ready for Hillary, raised more than $3 million and spent exactly none of it on any actual political advocacy. Instead, it all went to salaries and consultancies run by Miss Gray. That's a common plan by political scammers on both the left and the right. Take political donations and then hire your own political consulting operation so you can pay yourself twice. So just how much money is Amy Gray making off of this operation, and what does it actually say about our politics? For that, it's best to go to the source directly. Kyle Clifton joins us now. Kyle, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and you know, I noticed my good friend Ethan Schmidt, a great patriot in Arizona, he was constantly being attacked by Patriot Takes. After about a year of constant attacks, I looked into the account. I noticed they were fundraising through Act Blue. That allows mostly left-leaning organizations to fund money from individuals on the internet. So I looked into their nonprofit status, and that's when I found Amy Wills Gray. She actually runs about 6 nonprofits that she's listed as the treasurer on. From there, I was able to find out she works very closely with Hillary Clinton. She runs an active PAC for Hillary, like you mentioned, the Ready for Hillary PAC. She's worked for over a decade with dark money, George Soros connections, several other prominent figures. And that's the crazy thing is she's not spending any of the money on Hillary Clinton, but she's raising a ton of money for Hillary Clinton. Instead, the money's going to her salaries and consulting work. And she even paid her own consulting firm thousands of dollars. So that's kind of where you got to ask yourself, why is she using Hillary's money for her own salary and her own consulting firm? Most people don't really live to tell that tale.
Yeah, so this is a multi-million-dollar grift, and regardless if the donors are Republican or Democrat, which is all participating in an illusion anyways because those are just constructs and they're fake, but no matter who you believe that you're actually supporting or what side of the aisle you actually believe that you're on, in this illusion of a democratic system of sorts in this constitutional republic that we used to have, you're still a hardworking person. You still go to work every day, hopefully, punch a time clock, you know, own your own small business, work hard for everything that you have. And then because you believe in something, you reach into the bottoms of your probably empty pockets if you're just like every other blue-collar person in this country right now, because you believe in it so much, and give the last loose change that you have only to make gray millions of dollars while not actually funding the thing that you believe in. Is that about sum it up?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. You got to ask yourself, who are they targeting? Somebody that deeply rooted in this dark web of moneylenders like Soros and Clinton, they're so blinded about what's actually going on around them. If you look closely, Patriot takes, they're targeting very specific people, people like Nicholas Fuentes that have already been ostracized from most major platforms, but they're still finding ways to make huge differences. You have other strong America First leaders that are constantly being attacked. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Carrie Lake, and even yourself, Stu. I've seen them post about you and your show several times. So they're a very hateful group, and they're grasping onto whatever they can.
So what they do is they use elevated platforms of people to grab onto those coattails, the coattails of this show and others that you just mentioned, rising political stars, I guess, if you will, people who are genuinely fighting for this country. And then they grift off of that notoriety and that fame, because Gray has none really herself at all. She's just using that to agitate and rile up a bunch of people that she can then transfer over into donating to these PACs for various different functions, put different links for different PACs and different political donation, you know, sources on the internet, and have people click thinking that they're making a difference.
Yep. And it's all highly targeted. And you have to ask yourself why, you know. It makes complete sense from some demented strategy standpoint to attack the strongest soldiers while they're working together. But is it the moral Christian thing to do? No. And that's exactly how you determine the ones who are actively fighting against our great Christian nation.
Yeah. And I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I don't think that the IRS is going to deploy any of the, 100,000 new enforcement or investigative agents that Biden just put into some sort of a position to come out and make sure that everybody's really paying their fair share here of the criminal taxes, by the way, that we have to pay under the threat of incarceration. I don't think that they'll be looking into Miss Gray and her seven different PACs and nonprofits or Patriot Takes or the monies from the Clintons and Soros and the likes.
No. And you know, you see the left attacking conservative nonprofits all the time, conservative organizations and PACs. They attack them in any way they can. They go after, I mean, they do strategies for all different types of things. For example, they go after the libs of TikTok, the conservative Twitter account. Very similar to Patriot Takes, however, they're not running some crazy scheme behind the scenes. And you don't really see the right taking advantage of this very often. I think we should be targeting these leftist accounts, these leftist groups, nonprofits that are committing crimes against humanity.
You found this Amy Gray. She's in Michigan, some small town in Michigan. How much money is she actually making that you were able to discover, that you were able to find?
So it seems like she's making money in different avenues. So she's running multiple political PACs. The one for Hillary is kind of started to die down since the 2016 elections. She still is raising a little bit of money through that PAC, but most of her income right now is through Patriot Takes. It's really not bringing in as much income as she's required to live off of. What their main operation is that they're also running is a side group called the Impellum Group. This is an interesting couple here. This isn't just Amy. She's married to her husband, Barry Gray, who works for the Impellum Group. They're this giant international talent scouting firm that assists in the hiring process to hundreds of other major corporations across the globe. They're essentially using this position of power to hire direct followers of Patriot Takes, fans with extreme left-leaning ideology, into well-paying positions really throughout the world.
Wow. To make it look as if it's a bigger movement, are these actors?
You know, it seems like they are. It really does.
Unbelievable. I mean, this says so much about our politics right now, because literally everything is a construct. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's all fake. And when you talk about conservatives or Republicans or firebrands, I mean, I've said it on the show recently quite a bit, is that it's all fake. People really have to understand that Even Twitter accounts, of course, everything on the internet is fake. Social media is fake, of course. That's not where real life is lived. But when you see Patriot Takes and you're a left-leaning person, or that's how you identify as thinking, you see something like this and you're like, oh, I could get with this. This is a bunch of people and their takes on the political rhetoric. But no, it's not. It's Amy Gray from a small town in Michigan profiting off the backs of vulnerable and gullible people who she targets specifically to rile them up based on their anger emotion and their hatred emotion, which are all ungodly, of course. Amazing stuff. I really appreciate you doing this. That video on Instagram has gone viral. Everybody should know about this. How many other accounts are out here like this one that Amy Gray from a small town in Michigan is running called Patriot Takes? We can only imagine. Kyle Clifton, yeah, for your hard work. We appreciate it. God bless you. Thanks for being here. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Well, no doubt you've recently heard me talking about Magnesium Breakthrough on this program. I've got friends and family and myself personally using the products that you can find at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. I have never had more restful sleep. Honestly, if you've been dealing with sleepless nights, you probably have a magnesium deficiency. 75% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency, which is actually quite horrifying, to be honest with you. Because sleepless nights and low mood and stress and anxiety and depression, these things lead directly to an early grave. Magnesium is so important to your body. You have to get the right amounts of magnesium in your body. And Magnesium Breakthrough not only has the correct amounts, but also the right types of magnesium. It's so important. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters and check it out for yourself. Do the research on magnesium. Find out how important it is. Go all over the internet and find the importance of magnesium. But then when you want the right types and appropriate amounts and the 7 most important types of that very important mineral, go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Nobody does it better than Magnesium Breakthrough. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
They can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. For most of the 20th century, IQ scores steadily went up in the United States and in other countries around the world. People were just getting better nutrition. There were fewer contaminants like lead and gasoline, no poison in the water. People were getting cured of parasites that were ruining their health, so no surprise, people got smarter. But a few decades ago, that trend started to reverse. So now not only are we getting fatter and less healthy, but people are actually getting dumber again. Yeah, more stupider. It's happening in almost every country. Norway, Estonia, Finland, Denmark, the UK, of course, here in the United States. And it's not just some sort of idiocracy effect where dumb people have more kids than smart people, because apparently, even within specific families, children are turning out a little bit dumber than their parents on average. And then their children are turning out even dumber. Well, the children that they actually have, since a lot of people this generation are just declaring themselves transgender and then sterilizing themselves. But what's causing this generational dumbness and this cognitive decline? It's not hard to find possible culprits. Plastics are literally in everything. Poison in our food. More and more mandatory vaccines. So what can we each do individually? Well, whatever our personal genetic inheritance, each of us should do whatever we can to maximize our potential. Of course, and that's where nootropics can come in. Mr. Newts of Newtopia is back on to talk about that. Oh, and by happy coincidence, last time we spoke to Mr. Newts, he described the Georgia Guidestones as an indicator of a globalist agenda for depopulating the planet accurately, which we could resist by taking back our health. And he's right. Well, since we last spoke to him, the Guidestones were miraculously destroyed, perhaps by the very finger of God. So on that happy bit of symbolism, Mr. Newts joins us now. Mr. Newts, thank you so much for coming.
Good to see you, Stu. It's funny, and I swear I had nothing to do with it.
isn't it crazy that we actually have to say that out loud? I didn't have anything to do with this. It would be ridiculous to think that you did. But so Americans are getting more stupider.
Yes. I mean, as grammatically fun as that is, it's absolutely true. We, in fact, you made a reference just a second ago about Idiocracy. And if you've seen the movie, you understand, right? The world is now run by an ex wrestler, right? Entertainment wrestler. And it's 100 years in the future and everybody's drinking slop and sitting on their couch and everybody's got an IQ of 70.
Well, it makes sense because I believe that we are actually just watching a pro wrestling match right now. The outcome's already predetermined. The fight and everything in the ring in between is all theater.
Yep. Yeah. The chair was rigged. You bet. The blood.
All of it. Yes. It's all rigged. Yeah. So I use these nootropic brain supplements. You've been advertising on the show. I'm in love, 100%. What I particularly like is the Gabalicious. See, in the evening time, rather than having alcohol, which we know kills brain cells and actually has an opposite effect, but people like to unwind and they like to chill a little bit. There it is. This stuff right here is amazing because it kind of puts you in that same euphoric relaxation state where you're just chill. And I've never gotten better rest. I wake up feeling a whole lot more rejuvenated. And then, of course, my focused savagery right after my workout during my breakfast every morning. And bang, I'm on it and ready to go. When you came on the program first and said this was like an alarm clock or a light switch for your brain, you weren't kidding.
No, it's really important. I mean, you know, when I developed it originally, it was to help people make better decisions because people were becoming addicts of all the wrong stuff. So what I wanted to do is get people above that line, above that baseline that they become accustomed to, right? The frog boiling condition, and get them into a state where they could perform really well. Because if you start making great decisions and you have the energy to execute, you get success. And it's super important, right? We're literally losing our minds. Right now, we are losing our minds. 100 milliseconds, a tiny, tiny piece of time, is the difference between somebody that's very sharp and on stage performing and somebody that's in a old folks home with dementia. 100 milliseconds. So it's super important that we do everything we can to put ourselves in a position to succeed. And if we don't feed our brains, we are feeding ourselves with the crap that is going to kill us. And these are, you're right, the plastics, all kinds of environmental stressors, the lack of sleep, TikTok, right? The small, tiny, tiny bites of information. We're no longer able to read a whole book. I mean, summaries are the way we live now. And as a result of that, we're getting our information in somebody else's summary format, meaning that what we're getting is somebody else's package format, which means that we're no longer making decisions. We're just regurgitating little tiny bits and pieces of stuff that somebody's already packaged for us. We have to learn how to make decisions again, and we need the tools to do that.
I couldn't have said that better myself. I mean, honestly, we're being told what to repeat. We're being given the ideas of how we should find solutions, and the solutions are already predetermined. So here is a list of three possible solutions for this potential problem in your life. Pick A, B, or C. And that's what you're indoctrinated or programmed to do. Instead of critically thinking on your own, being creative in a state of focus and drive and coming up with your own solutions through critical thinking skills. People just aren't, they're not doing that anymore.
No. And, you know, you and I were just speaking a minute ago about writing, right? About how important it is for us to put down our thoughts and get them onto paper and to look at them and see, am I making sense? Is this compelling? Is there something important here? And I think that process is lost. We're absorbing content, but we're not creating something. We're not creating our world. And we have an opportunity to do that. I think that these tools that we have are super important. If we start asking really good questions and we feed our brains with the right stuff, the outcome is going to be, holy crap, there are some really, when I used to own a brainstorming software firm. So, and I was partnered with the founder of Century 21 Real Estate. And when we did that, what we found is we got in these neuroscientists and we said, how does a brain work? And it only works when we start asking questions. When we're not asking questions, the brain is just a flat line, right? We start asking questions, participating in life, everything changes. And that's what these things do. I mean, when there's your focus savagery right there, my friend.
Yes, it is. I recognize that. You know what? And I like to ask questions. I think that was that, you know, in large part explains the propulsion of this platform is because I ask the questions that everybody, not every guest really appreciates my lines of questioning. But yeah. Listen, you know, I mean, we have to ask the questions that everybody wants answers to. And that's, you know, not participating in the delusion, getting to the facts, finding the truth, determining whether somebody is a liar, trying to pull a wool over your eyes, dupe you, shade you in some way, shape, or form. And this stuff here actually gives you the ability to take the fragmented information that you see all over the place, these little bites like you're talking about TikTok or something that somebody says, and instead of later saying, man, I didn't really like what he said. I wish I would have had the opportunity to ask him about X, Y, or Z. Now it's like, boom, immediate. This information comes, you take the fragments out of the peripheral brain, if you will, and you're able to put everything on the straight and narrow, and it's just, it seems to be all streamlined.
Absolutely. In fact, that lateral thinking, that taking the concept or the idea or the question and being able to tap into the lateral thoughts, the things that you've read, the things that you've seen, the people you've spoken with, the geniuses in the industry, and being able to coalesce that into something valuable, that's real thinking.
Well, I got to ask you, because, you know, people are going to say, okay, do I really want to be messing with my brain? What are the potential negative long-term effects of popping a pill that's messing with the way that I think? Are there any? You know, I know that the company advertises, look, these are not addictive. These are 100% safe. They're 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail for being too smart and too focused and too creative. That's great. People are going to perform better at work. They're going to perform better with their family, you know, at home, anywhere that they go. But is there a danger to any of this?
That's a great question, Stu. No. So when we built these on the foundation of if we could take the most natural substances of the world, amplify their outcome, their output, couple them together so that they continue to help each of those components. Like we, you know, ours is an incredible stack of, you can see here that these are not one piece and they're customized to your physiology and your neurology. So we have a super antioxidant level, right? So we get rid of oxidative stress. We have an incredible amount of anti-inflammatory components in here. So we get rid of inflammation. And then on top of that, we have the nootropic stuff, right? These really, really cool phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, and other nutrients that basically refresh the cells, get the ATP working, right? Get the mitochondria really performing. And then on top of that, we put choline donors and a lot of vitamin D. And these things together do an incredible amount of cognitive restoration, right? And if we can get restoration and we can get cellular respiration, what we've got as an outcome is incredible. I'm 60 years old and I'm outperforming my 20-year-old peers. So it's really important to be able to continue to look at it as though we were in a tribe. The elders of the tribe were the brightest and the smartest when we were no longer inundated with all of these chemicals and other outside influences. Yeah. We need to come back to that. And we need to have our tribe, our people here, our Americans, that we can actually support. And the only way to do that is for us to get back into cognitive health, because we're making crappy decisions when our cognition is limited and when all we're doing is regurgitating the latest TikTok video.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. If you like discounts, use the slash Stu Peters there. Nootopia, it's on the screen there, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Mr. Newts, thank you so much for being here. Hope you have a great weekend.
Great to see you, Stu. You bet, man.
In this country, we've been given narratives for a long time, and it's time for truth. And the victims need to be able to speak out and be heard and believed. And these issues are mostly dealing with children. This is SRA.
I'm a satanic ritual abuse survivor. The Christian church says all the time that they fight an enemy, but I don't think they're aware of how organized and strategic the enemy that they're fighting is. That there is a intentional plan to break their children. An entire war for their offspring.
This is a spiritual war for our children. They are abducting our children, selling our children, murdering and sacrificing our children.
Through the centuries, we know child sacrifice persisted for long periods of time in different cultures. So why are we naive enough to think that it's not persisting and continuing today.
They're sacrificing children at Planned Parenthood, right? And then they're taking the body parts out and reselling them.
Planned Parenthood is accused of some disturbing crimes today.
That's going on overtly now, but back in the day, they were literally passing through the hands of Moloch.
This is a spiritual battle. This is not new. What is child trafficking? Child trafficking is when you kidnap a child for profit.
Recommendations on my list: abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money.
I will step out.
Get out of the car!
We have had several clients come that were trafficked and transported through child protective services and foster care system.
People that speak out like I do.
These people are pedophiles and involved in elite pedophile networks, some of which I've gotten very close to.
Are all facing retaliation.
I don't think that Isaac walked up on that bridge and jumped.
Isaac Caffey out of New Mexico.
This will likely be my last broadcast.